Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, everybody. How are y'all doing today? I hope you're having a great day. And I realize I'm saying welcome back, but I also realize that I was the one who was gone last week. I hope you enjoyed our roundup of the lessons that I've learned from podcasting over the last 9 months that we've been doing this year. And I, as ever, so appreciate you being here with us both today and always, because you really make it worth doing. I get emails from people. I get emails and texts and tweets and things from people talking about the podcast and other things that we're doing here. And it just makes it really worthwhile. So a little bit about why I was gone. I think you're aware 2 weeks ago that I was in China, and that, you know, was pretty cool. Actually, if you ever get the chance to go, you should totally, totally go. I was just blown away by my time there. I do want to point out I was actually in Shanghai, so I only saw part of the country. And I certainly recognize that neither makes me an expert on China, nor reflects everything there is there, because from everything people tell me, Beijing is a completely different experience from Shanghai. But it is such a worthwhile experience to see what's going on there and to understand firsthand a little bit more about what's happening there from a business perspective, from a cultural perspective. Sure, you can't avoid it from a political perspective, but just a tremendous experience, mind-blowing, and well worth experiencing should you get the opportunity. So I highly, highly, highly recommend it, and I'm thrilled that I got the opportunity to go. So we have an enormous amount of stuff to cover today. I mean, I'm looking at the queue of stories. You know, I link to things as part of the podcast that interest me or intrigue me, or I think you will find valuable. And the list is like 700 items long. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but compared to the typical list, this is a big chunk of stuff. So I hope you enjoy what we're going to talk about today. And with that, let's go ahead and dive right in. So the story I'm not going to talk about today is the story that probably everybody else will be talking about by the time this podcast goes live. And that is that Facebook is set to announce a phone of sorts. Now, when I say a phone of sorts, most people don't think they're going to actually introduce a phone. They think they're going to introduce what's called a home screen for Android devices. And a home screen is, oh gosh, how to explain this in 100 words or less. It is basically a layer on top of the operating system that controls your experience. So anybody who goes back to the DOS days, and I completely understand if you don't, or is familiar with Linux or something that uses the X Windows system, you know, the underlying operating system in those days was not graphical, right? It was all text-based. And then you would put a layer over it that actually made it look pretty and made it accessible to you in various ways. That's the way Windows worked for years back in the Windows 3.1 era, if for anybody who remembers those days. And that's kind of the way a home screen works. Kind of. For those of you who know a lot more about this and want to talk about it, by all means, shoot me an email over at podcast@timpeter.com, and I'll be happy to share if people care or if people are curious. I'm a little more curious to learn more about it myself. But the reason I'm not talking about it, even though I've just spent the last 2 minutes talking about it, is that they haven't announced it yet. It will actually be announced a little later today, I think about 10 o'clock on Pacific time, by which point this show will have been in the can, as we say, for at least a few hours. And I want to understand more about it before I go and blather on about what I think it means or how I think you might find value from it. And so I'll save that for next week's show. So in the interim, I want to talk about a topic that is incredibly near and dear to my heart, and something I've focused on a lot over the last couple of weeks here on the blog, here on the podcast, and even with things like the roundup of the lessons that I've learned from podcasting over the last couple of months, or the last handful of months. And there was a great HubSpot article that talked about why the blog post is the new ad unit. Now, let's think about this for a second. When you have a business, when you market your business, right? This is something I've talked about before. But marketing really focuses on what people call the four Ps. And the four Ps are your product, what it is you actually offer, the place that you make that product available for sale, the price at which you sell that product, and how you promote it, which is what most people typically think of as marketing, but really falls more into the realm of advertising and technically ought to be called promotion. Now, of course, I have said many, many times, going all the way back to one of our first episodes, I've always talked about the fact that you need to add a fifth P, and that is people. Who are you talking to? What do those customers need? What matters to them? But what HubSpot is saying is that when you look at just the promotion side, blog posts and other media, as we'll get to in a second, really represent the new way, the most important way, the most compelling way to promote your products. They're the form of advertising that work today, as opposed to banner ads, as opposed to some degree, search ads, as opposed to radio and television ads and print that people have used for, you know, generations, I should say. Blog posts really provide the opportunity for you to promote your products most effectively, is HubSpot's argument. I essentially agree with them. Now, the place where I don't necessarily agree is, to me, it's more than just blog posts. But I think they're absolutely right that the content you create, the content you make available to your customers, both real customers, people who are actually giving you money, and potential customers, people who you would like to have give you money, are these sorts of media, whether it be blog posts, whether it be tweets, whether it be messages on Facebook or Google Plus or Tumblr or any of those sites, really represent your best opportunity to both find new customers, tell them an effective story about who you are and what you do and why it is they should care about what you do, and really engage them in the first part of the dialogue. Really start a conversation with them about who you are and what matters to you. Now, this is something I've talked about a lot over the time that I've been doing this podcast. In fact, it's the reason that I do the podcast. Because as I talked about a couple of weeks ago when I talked about the fact that Google Reader is going away, your web presence as a whole is the way you create that dialogue with your customers. It's the way that you engage them. It's the way that you draw them in. I've said before, I don't think Google Plus or Facebook or Twitter are the best ways to are a replacement for a blog because you don't own them. They are not owned media, right? They're leased or rented. This is something I've talked about before. But they absolutely are valuable supplements to things like blog posts or podcasts or other content you put out there, infographics, any of that kind of stuff. You know, so there's this great piece out today that talks about who's using social media, right? Inc. has a whole report on this. That actually, it's Pew Internet, but Inc. linked to it, so I'm going to link to Inc. And it just shows that, you know, social networks are being used by everybody, so they're a great way to reach people. But you can't reach them if you don't have content, if you don't have a story to tell. This goes very much into what I was talking about in yesterday's post on the blog about mobile phones plus millennials equals marketing magic, right? Teens and millennials and people in their 30s and people in their 40s and people in their 50s and people in their 60s are using these sites and do care about this kind of stuff. So you can't discount them, but you have to have a story to tell. Business Insider has this chart that shows time spent on Facebook really is going up, is not declining the way a lot of people have thought. So it's still a valuable tool to you. And this goes way back to what I talked about in our ninth episode of Thinks Out Loud when I said, is social media a waste of time? And I concluded that no, it's not. I said the same thing about the podcast. These are all ways to bring customers in. So as you look to connect with your customers, as you look to find new customers, you have to continue to look for ways that allow you to tell your story. In the old days, we did that with ad units. Well, when I say the old days, 5 years ago online, we did that with banner ads. We still do it with search ads. You know, 20 years ago, we did it with television and with radio and print. I can't tell you how we're going to do it 10 years from now, but I do think that the content you create and the content that you promote to your customers that helps them accomplish what they need is always going to be effective. And so that's what I want you to think about this week. I'm going to post a bunch of links that build on this topic, both from the blog as well as from other sources, that talk about how you can use your content to engage your customers more effectively. And that's really what I want you to think about as you go forward in the next week. And, you know, continue to build on this, because I think it's such a critical topic. Okay, we are actually starting to run out of time. It's getting long. I knew it would because, as I said, there was a ton of stuff to cover today. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I will be talking more about this next week and the week after and the week after. Well, pretty much always. But in the meantime, I very much want to thank you for being here this week. As ever, you can subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just Thinks Out Loud. Either will work. You can also email me at podcast@timpeter.com with any comments or questions or concerns or anything I can help you with. And you can find us on the blog at timpeter.com/blog, and just look for the podcast link over in the navigation on the right. With that, I want to thank you so much for tuning in again. I look forward to talking again real soon, and I hope you have a great week. Take care, everybody.